Good morning, friend. Hello, hello. It is Sunday, our last Sunday in May. Isn't that wild? Oh, these last couple of months, man, aren't we in a crazy place? But as I keep saying, and I'll keep saying because it brings me such comfort, we're all in this together. We've been in this together. We'll continue to be in it together. That Ram Dass quote that I used at the very beginning of the pandemic keeps coming back to me. You know, we're all just walking each other home. We are all walking each other home. Each of us adds to the sense of we're going to be okayness. And each of us adds to the sense of community and love. And I really feel that and believe it. Even when I'm maybe not, you know, some of you I may be in communication with, some of you maybe not, but that we know one another is there, that can mean everything, can it? So what I want to talk to you about today, and I don't know if this is going to resonate with you or not, but it's really prominent for me right now in the moment, which is this place of not knowing and allowing the not knowing to be an absolute okay place to be. And I'll tell you, there's a little bit of a meta process going on, which is that I try very hard not to think about what I'm going to talk to you about on Sundays. I like to just let it arise, you know, from life, from the moment, from someplace, almost as if a surprise to me. Not almost as if, it is. It is a surprise to me, as well as to you, whatever the topic is for the day. And so what happened this morning, I got up at 5 and I have this audio meditation that I do, and I really enjoyed that. And as I often will do when I'm listening to those meditations or doing a more formal sitting meditation, is obviously to just try to not have the active mind going, but to let things drop in. And I offered up a little prayer, if you will, for my love gram this morning, and just asked that whatever was the message for the day, that it would become obvious. And then I kind of went about the morning doing some reflective things I do. And one of the treats for me this morning has been, I've been going through some comments I have a course called Nightlight, which is about finding celebration even in the dark, even in difficult times, even when it's hard to find celebration. And I have a wonderful group of women who are also in a coaching program that goes along with the class. And hello to you guys, you know who you are. And these beautiful people have been leaving comments in the course, and once or twice a week, it's my big treat to sit down with a cup of coffee and get to read the comments. And one thing that just really jumped out at me this morning was this discussion. There's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person who is a teacher, and she talked about having a wonderings board in her schoolroom. Of course, this was back before the shelter in place, but she called it a wonderings bulletin board. And she talked about how oftentimes it's so important to teach young people, and I think I'm going to include all of us in this, to teach young people that there's no one right answer to questions, and that there's no wrong answers, and that it's also perfectly okay not to know what the answer is. And I just think this is the most beautiful thing. I mean, imagine, nobody in my life when I was young had a focus like this. Nobody had a wonderings board where we got to just know that it was okay to be in a place of not knowing. And so I celebrate this teacher big time. It's so beautiful. And when she posted this, someone else was inspired to create a wonderings board for herself in her phone. You know how we have a notes app? Many of us have smartphones and there's a notes app. And she said she was going to make a wondering note and then just add things, which I was thinking when I was reading these comments just a little bit ago, like how compassionate that is, how compassionate that is to allow ourselves some spaciousness to not know. And I was musing on this. I suddenly recalled, which is really funny because it was just yesterday, but I suddenly recalled I had had a tarot reading yesterday from some teacher that I really, really love. And in the tarot reading, the big overarching message for me was to rest in the spaciousness of not knowing. And so it's interesting. I don't know if you guys have this experience, but sometimes like things like that can happen. And I did have some time scheduled on my calendar today that I was going to revisit that tarot reading and make some audio recordings for myself about it. So it's not that it would have gotten lost totally, but I just think it's interesting that until I started acknowledging how much I appreciated this wonderings board, that it hit me like, oh, that was my big assignment from the tarot reading. The way that she had phrased it was so beautiful, which was about really giving everything some air, letting things air out, just sort of giving a spaciousness to it and not pushing for an answer, not pushing to know, not expecting myself to quote unquote figure things out, but rather to let things arise, which this is why I said this was also meta, right? Because that is the process that I do for these Sunday notes. And lo and behold, the process that I do for these notes is the process that was reflected in the class notes that I was treating myself to. And that was also what came up in my tarot reading this week. So all of a sudden, right? It was like a big light going off and, I picked up the recorder and I want to acknowledge what a relief this process is. And so perhaps there's someone out there right now who is grappling with a question. Maybe it's a big life question. It could be one of those big questions about career or money or health or relationship. It could be a small question. It could be a question sometimes of what do I want to make for dinner, or what am I going to do today with my time? It doesn't have to be big questions, but it can be. And I think especially with those big questions, our old squawky Polly mind wants us to try to figure it out. And there's a beautiful quote that darn I never can actually quote right, but was it Einstein? Was it Einstein who said we can't answer a question from the same mind that created it? We can't find a solution to the same mind that discovered the problem. Oh, someday. Someday I'm going to remember to look that up. I'm going to put that on my wonderings, my own wonderings board. What is that Einstein quote? But I think you may all know what I mean. And the reason I share this is that when our old squawky Polly mind tries to offer answers, it's coming from the same small place that I think often we're trying to get out of. That when we offer something to the beautiful wonderings board, I love that so much. What we're saying is, hey, life, give me a clue, drop me some breadcrumbs. Let me know, drop something in. It's so airy, it's so effortless, and it's also where so much of the truth comes in. And I know this from my own experience that quote unquote figuring it outness usually results in something coming from a place of worry or fear. Or it might just come from a small place, right? Where there's just not as much available to me. It's like this, I'm gonna figure this out. And when things come in from life, They're just easy, like this. Okay, right. So, like this, if I had set off this morning to, oh, I really have to come up with something important to talk about today. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? It just feels as if it would come from a smaller, more constricted place than what life did, right? Life sort of just gently, very gently, led me to this beautiful notes from these wonderful, wonderful people I love, and one of them popped. It just popped. I often, and in this class that I teach, I use the expression, pinpricks of light or sparkles. They're things that just kind of resonate with us, and there's a knowing that they resonate. And maybe somebody else would look at it and it wouldn't sparkle, but it does for us. And that particular comment about the wonderings board, and then the people who responded, I don't know, it just popped. I suddenly just put down the computer and picked up my recorder, and then the remembering about the tarot reading. Oh, and then I just for the fun of it looked up quotes about not knowing, and I just kind of let myself just kind of get taken a big picture. If you do that and you look at the images in Google, all sorts of quotes come up. And the one that just totally jumped out at me again, Sparkle, says, there is a difference between not knowing and not knowing yet. There is a difference between not knowing and not knowing yet. And I know there's not even anyone to attribute that to, but I thank whoever posted that. And it's so perfect, right? Because 2 hours ago, I was living in a place of, I don't know what I'm going to talk about on my Sunday Love Gram. And it was a definite trust also that I just simply didn't know yet. And I was trusting that life would bring me the response. And I think this is the same that the beautiful teacher in my class, when she made that wonderings board for her students, was saying to them, oh, you just don't know yet. No problem. That's a very fine place to live in. So I guess for you today, I just want to leave you with this question. Is there something that you're feeling worried or stressed, anxious about that is a place of not knowing? And can you literally like write it down, put it somewhere, create your own quote unquote wonderings board or wonderings altar? I've heard some people talk about it as a God box. They have like a beautiful box and they put things that they would really love an answer to in there, and then they turn it over. It's a surrender, it's a trusting. And I offer that to you today. Can you create a place for your wonderings to rest? And can you yourself simply allow yourself the spaciousness of that difference between not knowing and not knowing yet? Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for being such an inspiration to me, because I wouldn't be sitting here getting to have this sense of connection if it weren't for you on the other side receiving. All right, deep love for you this week. Bye-bye.